curriculum corner naturally flows into the security side of AI, because some of what's happening in the intelligence and cybersecurity world right now is going to test every legal and regulatory framework we have. Let me start with the story out of federal court this week. A former Google engineer has been sentenced for stealing AI trade secrets. The details of this case are worth understanding because it illustrates how industrial espionage in the AI sector operates in practice.
The case involved an engineer who allegedly took proprietary information about Google's AI chip designs and large language model architectures, billions of dollars worth of R&D, and is accused of planning to transfer it to foreign competitors. Trade secret cases in the tech industry are common, but AI-specific theft is relatively newer territory legally. The Economic Espionage Act covers trade secrets stolen for the benefit of a foreign government or company, and prosecutors have been increasingly aggressive about applying it to AI technology.
What's significant about this sentencing is the signal it sends to other engineers who might be approached, and they are being approached, systematically, by foreign intelligence services or companies operating as fronts. The sentence needs to be severe enough to create real deterrence, because the value of the information being targeted is extraordinary.
Now pivot to the Booz Allen Hamilton claim, which is a very different kind of AI security story. Booz Allen, one of the largest U.S. defense and intelligence contractors, pulling in roughly $11 billion in annual revenue, announced that they've developed an AI model capable of autonomously hacking networks without human assistance. No human in the loop, the system identifies vulnerabilities and executes exploits on its own.
I want to put some critical distance on this claim, because defense contractors announcing capabilities they've developed for government clients tend to be optimizing for contract renewals and budget justifications as much as for accuracy. Autonomous hacking is an extremely broad phrase. There's a meaningful difference between an AI that can autonomously run known exploit scripts against known vulnerability classes and an AI that can independently discover novel vulnerabilities, develop custom exploits, and execute multi-stage intrusions against hardened targets.
That distinction matters a lot practically. The first category, automating known attacks, is something sophisticated security teams have been doing with scripted tools for years. It's useful but not a qualitative leap. The second category would represent something genuinely new.
My read is that Booz Allen's system is probably closer to the first category and is being described in language that implies the second. But even the conservative version of the capability raises serious questions about what happens when adversaries develop equivalent or superior tools. CISA has been warning about AI-enabled cyber attacks for 2 years now, and the NIST cybersecurity framework is still being updated to account for this threat model.
The FBI's investigation into the dark web sale of 153 million plus driver's license scans connects to this same vulnerability landscape. That database, if it's real and as comprehensive as advertised, contains biometric quality identity data on the majority of American adults. Driver's licenses have photos, signatures, addresses, dates of birth, and in newer formats, machine-readable data that's used for identity verification across dozens of commercial services.
The potential downstream uses are frightening in a granular way. Synthetic identity fraud, which is already the fastest-growing category of financial crime in the U.S., becomes substantially easier with high-quality identity document scans. You can use them to bypass document verification systems at banks, insurance companies, healthcare providers. And because this is driver's license data rather than credit card data, there's no obvious mechanism for victims to change their compromised credentials. You can't get a new face or date of birth.
The FBI investigation is important, but these things move slowly. By the time charges are filed, if they're filed, the data has already been distributed across dozens of downstream buyers on the dark web. The realistic response at this point is probably more about hardening the verification systems that rely on this data than about recovering or suppressing the data itself.